The Yom Tov of Sukkot derives its name from one of the special mitzvot of this festival, the mitzvah of Sukkah. For 7 days we are to dwell in Sukkot, thatched huts. We are commanded to leave our permanent abode and move into a temporary abode. During that whole week, the Sukkah is to be our regular residence, and the house like a temporary one. Thus we should use in the Sukkah beautiful vessels, eat and drink there, study Torah there, and even pass our leisure time there. The Torah itself offers a reason for this mitzvah. In order that your generations will know that I had the children of Israel live in Sukkot when I brought them out of Egypt. The mitzvah of Sukkah, thus, is to remind us how our ancestors lived during the 40 years of their wanderings after the Exodus. For 40 years they lived in the wilderness, in a great and terrifying desert, where there were snakes, vipers, scorpions, and thirst, where there was no water and there grew no food. During that time, God visibly provided all their needs, the heavenly food of the manna and water from the well of Miriam. Their clothes did not wear out and their shoes did not become tattered. In other words, during those 40 years, there was an empirical perception of Hashgacha Pratis, of divine providence. Everybody actually experienced that God not only exists, but is directly involved with every individual, providing all needs and governing the world in every detail. With the Exodus and in the 40 years of desert life, all this was clearly visible to the naked eye. But this is true in all times, everywhere, today no less than in the days of Moses. The mitzvah of Sukkah reminds us of this fundamental principle. All year we live in a solid house, a safe refuge that we built, bought, or rent with our resources. All year we live a life that follows a certain pattern. There is a daily routine and an order of natural laws. For as long as this natural pattern holds, it is very easy to forget the reality of ultimate truth. It is easy to forget that the world as a whole, every individual and all existence, are always and totally dependent on God, the creator and sustainer of the universe. Thus we are told to move out from the dulling comfort and safety of a house, a permanent structure, to a frail hut with a thatched roof, exposed to both the favorable as well as the harmful elements. We are bid to move into a temporary dwelling to remind us about the reality of life, the truth of this world. For what is our life in this world but a temporary abode, a short passageway, a precarious existence about which we can never be sure from one day to the next? Living in the temporary abode of a sukkah that can be thrown over by any storm, totally exposed, we live like our ancestors in the wilderness and impress upon ourselves the principle of divine providence. At the beginning of the new year, after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, now that all of us have been blessed by the Almighty with a good and sweet year of life, peace and prosperity, we do not become arrogant in self-reliance. Before returning to the deafening sounds of pursuing a comfortable lifestyle with all the threats of an engrossing involvement in materialism, we first move into the sukkah to humble ourselves. We proclaim and reaffirm with profound conviction that it is not our strength and personal power that brings us our health and wealth, but it is Hashem Elokecho, our personal God, who gives us everything there is, everything we have. And we do so in accordance with another mitzvah related to these days, the mitzvah of Vesamachta Bechagecho, with joyfulness. For what greater joy than to know that God Almighty is forever with us, guards and protects and blesses us with all that is good. Chag Sameach.